right, welcome to Beyond Clicks. This is a podcast that usually focuses on digital marketing strategies and insights that will help and benefit your businesses. If you're a marketer, if you're a business owner, this podcast is for you, and the hope is for you to gain more insights and knowledge into the world of digital marketing. My name is Batash. I'm the host of this podcast, and today we're going to be focusing on social listening, the power of social listening, and what it can bring to your businesses, specifically into B2B space. If I want to focus on social listening, you might say, what is so special about social listening and why should I listen to this podcast? If I want to describe that for those that don't know, imagine having a crystal ball that allows you to gain knowledge about something that you don't know about. Typically, when you're looking at audiences on your website and your platform, different digital marketing, digital platforms in general, you're talking about user IDs. You don't typically know who these audiences are. You might have some insights through tools like Google Analytics, but it's very minimal, and it's in terms of quantitative analysis. But what is missing there is having insights about their interests, what they care about, what their pain points are, what's their unfiltered opinions about you and your competitors. And that's very important. In content creation, normally when what happens is marketers focus on two things. They focus on subject matter expertise, and they focus on content calendars when it comes to audience management. The problem with those tools, while they're super powerful, is that those tools are focusing mainly on assumptions rather than insight. So if you don't have the data, you're going to be focusing on what you think is best for the customers. Social listening, in turn, helps you gain more insights and knowledge into your audiences so that you'll have the ability to make more impactful and precise decisions about your marketing. So anyways, that was the introduction. Let's buckle up and let's get started. In the essence, if I want to... let's see where we can get started. Let's picture that you're a seller on a marketplace. You're not there just to sell, but you're also listening to conversations, complaints, compliments, casual banters. A lot is going on within that marketplace, and digital space in turn is exactly like a market square, but a very much, much larger scale marketplace, going across all the social media platforms, forums, and also beyond. Social listening is our way of tuning into these conversations and understand what is being said about our brand, about our products, and about our competitors or industry at large. And the question here is, again, when we go back to why should you care? Well, same reason why you care about surveys, right? You would like to know more about your customers. You do care about how they feel about your business and also how they feel about your products. Knowing what your audience cares about is therefore very essential. Good news is that the voice of the customer is much louder and much more accessible. So all you have to do as a business, as a marketer, is to reach across and hear what they have to say. So why is it that so many voices are being unheard across the industries, specifically in the B2B space? And I said heard, but I should really say, listen, we got to take a step further than that. And the reason why is when you're looking at the definition of hearing, it is very passive. You hear buzz, the chatter, the noise, But listening, in the other hand, going back to active listening, is active. You're seeking patterns, sentiments, desires, and then strategizing on how to respond to those things. Consider this. A customer that tweets about the pain point that they have about your product, and it's getting traction. I believe they call it a post now, or what do they call it? The UX'd. I'm just trying to be funny here at this point. This isn't when we are looking at a post on X getting traction. It's not merely about just focusing on that one specific problem and trying to solve it. It's more than that. And it's a spotlight that carries out a opportunity to solve a much, much, much bigger scale of conversation. And also provides solutions. It creates educational opportunities and also for you to engage with your customers. A discussion on a thread on LinkedIn reveals a gap of knowledge between, you know, the services that you provide. It's not about having a momentary conversation. It's about the opportunity to educate, and it is knocking at your door. In the realm of B2B marketing, decisions are mainly happening in terms of buying and selling through trust and credibility. Understanding your audiences will allow you to, you know, make a difference, be unique about your value proposition. It's a difference between a content strategy that resonates with the customer or the content strategy that simply exists. And a lot of what happens on the B2B space when it comes to social media is essentially posts that check the box, posts that simply exist to say that we are posting on social media. So how do we do it? How do we turn social listening from a concept to a concrete tool that marketers can use in the B2B space? It starts with a right mindset, and it then requires a right tool. Platforms that are available like LinkedIn, X, niche forums relevant to your specific industry, tools like Sprout Social, Mention, Buzzsumo can help you tap into these conversations and provide you insights on how to engage that and turn that insight into a actionable item or actionable work. So you're sitting down, browsing through your LinkedIn, and you stumble upon a thread filled with professionals discussing a common challenge. And potentially this common challenge is even related to something that your skill set or your field or your industry. And so when you stumble upon something like that, it's really a goldmine of data that you can use to benefit your business. So in their words, your audience is telling you what they need, what they're struggling with, what they wish they had. These are all opportunities, you know, not just for marketing, but even for product expansions, improvements. If there is a knowledge gap, if there's a gap between the functionality of your product and the functionality that the user is requiring from you, providing that will not only be a better customer experience, but also means increased revenue, because now you're actually providing something useful for the customers that potentially you might have not done in the past, or you were just not there yet. So think about these conversations and their value and how actionable those items can be. So again, with B2B social, right now, a lot of the conversations, well, I shouldn't say conversations, a lot of things that happen on B2B social is yelling into the void and hoping to hear an echo. It's about listening, engaging, crafting content that bridges between you and your business and your audiences. And this is where your role shifts from being a marketer to being a community member, meaning you are creating, you're part of the community and you're engaging, you're creating valuable conversation to not only gather insights, but also to benefit the customer from that long-term established one-on-one relationship. And a lot of companies, specifically in B2C, now do it in retail. A great example of that is Zara, which they have an amazing social platform for engaging customers in a one-on-one basis. So now you have the insight, you gathered the information. How can you turn that into a useful content? Not content, but useful content. It begins with having an empathy, understanding the pain points, having to see the world from the customer's worldview, understand the challenges your audiences are facing, and the content that resonates on a much, much deeper level than a static brush off of, hey, here's a product, here's product description, this is what we got, this is how we do it. Not really something that catches attention. You can answer questions that they have, sometimes even anticipate those questions coming before it comes. For example, going back to that long thread of professionals talking, you know, or forums, when you see one person having a problem, you can't just focus on that one person and their problem. You can anticipate that there are other customers that are facing the same problem. They're just not talking about it, or you're not seeing those conversations happening. Many customers even have the pain point, but they never speak loudly about it. So anticipating by gathering the insights, by engaging and answering questions, you can get ahead of the curve and also making the customers much prouder about what you do. And these contents then can be, you know, series of blog posts, infographics, short videos addressing challenges head on. Better yet, maybe you can host a webinar, a podcast, and invite industry experts to talk about the topics, and also providing your audiences with the solutions that they are actively seeking online. So social listening offers the unique advantage of real-time relevance. Trends, technologies, industry standard evolve rapidly. And so by seeking your ear keeping your ear to the ground and seeking information about your audiences, about the industry information, about those trends that are happening within your industry, you can ensure that your content is relevant and is exactly what your customer, your industry is looking for. And so this agility in the content would set you apart from being a mediocre marketer to a very, very successful business and a successful B2B marketer in that space. So try not to be part of the conversation, but really to lead the conversation. You can do so again by providing relevancy, timeliness, and quality content. And all of that can be achieved through social listening. And the great thing about it is when you lead the conversation, you turn from being a business to a thought leader. Very important. At the very beginning, I also talked about being precise. So precision is also very important when you start by identifying patterns in the conversations, what topics are coming up again and again and again, and what are the pain points, pressing matters. Patterns are the foundation upon which you can create and give life to your content strategy. And not all conversations are going to be valuable to all customers. I mentioned, you know, you listen to, like, for example, I gave that example about the thread on LinkedIn. Valuable insight, but not the problem is not going to be the same for all individuals within your audience group, right? Even for one product, they might see the problem differently. Everybody has their own unique vision, and their unique vision will bring to the table different problems, different insights, different knowledge. And it's very important for you to capture all of that. And also, it is important for you to understand that the way that you might be answering the problem or providing a solution might not be the same, or might not satisfy the need the same way across the board. So make sure that you're segmenting your audience based on the problem, based on the conversation, and speak directly to them about their specific needs and interests. This is stepping away, essentially one step further from personalization, and you're really engaging on a personal level with your customers. Another thing that is important is creating with intent. Every piece of content that you create needs to have a clear intent. What are you trying to solve? Are you providing a new insight to the industry? Are you providing new insight to your customer? Make sure that those insights, that information is impactful, and it is informed by real conversations that are happening within the industry. And another thing that we can talk about is a risk within content marketing. One of the inherent risks of content marketing is creating the content that misses the mark. It goes back to everything that we just discussed, right? When you're missing the mark with the content, it's negative. It's negative in a point that you're missing an opportunity to connect. You might be burning your audience through this hectic, you know, siloed, not having a cohesive voice for your brand. And also, you're wasting resources. You might be posting thousands of posts on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Snapchat. I never use Snapchat, so I don't know. But when you do that without intent, not considering timeliness, not considering everything that we talked about, you're going to be missing a big opportunity, and you're going to waste resources. So by basing your content strategy on insights gathered through social listening, you do the exact opposite. You're limiting your risk, and you significantly reduce it across the board. Your content becomes a reflection of your audience, and not what you think that they might be interested in, which is a big problem that people face in B2B space specifically a lot. Socially informed content strategy, therefore, is to stay ahead of the curve, or essentially the trends. And we talked about this a little bit. By listening to today's conversations, you can anticipate tomorrow's trends and answer to problems before they hopefully occur. And this foresight allows you to create content that not only meets current needs, but also positions your brand as a forward-thinking leader in the industry, which is huge. That increases trust and credibility with your business, and the audience tends to listen to you more and look into you for guidance, and therefore spend a lot of time within your ecosystem. And if you follow me and listen to my podcast, you know that I talk about authenticity a lot. Authenticity is very important. Uniqueness, differentiation is very important these days, and it's becoming more and more important day by day. Specifically to social media, though, think about it. You know it, and I know it. There are so many posts going online on a daily, on a per second basis. Whether that be video, whether that be a picture, a lot is going on within Instagram, LinkedIn, all social medias, YouTube. And so audiences are being bombarded by all these contents. And the only way to capture their attention is by being unique and different than anybody else. And the uniqueness and differentiation comes from authenticity. Now, part of that authenticity comes from you, your skills, your experiences, your worldview, and the way that you tell story. You're always going to be hopefully different than everybody else based on what you went through. I said hopefully, but most likely you're going to be different than anybody else. But when it comes to, you know, boxing yourself within a single story and a brand, people start tending to be the same or speak the same across the industry about a certain type of product. Companies might tend to even templatize. When that happens, then there is just same message going to the same audience, and they're, after a while, they just get tired. They get tired of engaging with you. You're not providing anything new to the conversation, and they start moving away. So authenticity is making sure that you stay different. And one way to stand different is to use social listening to gain new raw material needed to create unique content that's not just relevant, but deeply authentic and unique, standing out in front of your customers. And it's a difference. It will create a difference between speaking at your audience and speaking with them, meaning you understand and empathize with whatever they're going through within the industry on a regular basis. So now that we talked about strategy, we talked about social listening, now let's roll up our sleeves, as I did, and let's get straight to what tools we can use to, get the social listening under control. Platforms like Sprout Social, Brandwatch, and Hootsuite offer bird eye view, 30,000 feet level on the conversations, and they allow you to track your mentions and your brand's competitors and key industry topics across all or at least multiple different social media networks. They also provide invaluable insights into the sentiment behind the conversation, the volume of discussion, geographical distribution of the conversation, And that's the kind of data that you can utilize for precision and precise guided marketing. If you want to dive even deeper with some niche tools, you can use something like BuzzSumo that is fantastic for understanding more insights, what content is resonating with your audience on the web, allowing you to really identify trends, influencers, popular content formats, and other tools such as brand mentions, excels in uncovering every mention of your brand, offering granular view of your digital footprint across the board. And then if you're in a B2B market, I would say something like Octopost focuses on measuring the impact of social media and impact of social media on lead gen, sales. Then there's Mention, which also allows you to monitor your brand's presence online and engage with your audience in real time, turning the insights into actual interactions. Equipped with these tools, the next step will be to leverage the data, translate the raw information in actionable items, discovering a trending topic within your industry that can prompt into, as I previously said, like multiple blog posts, social media posts, videos, webinars, different campaigns across your integrated platforms. And I said integrated, it's very important to really integrate social listening within your digital marketing and not have it be a silo afterthought. Majority of times when I say integrated marketing, people start copy-pasting the same thing across different channels, but it's really just trying to identify bits and pieces of different, the same overarching story and putting it into different, sprinkle them across the different channels. Social listening needs to be part of that integrated system. And silo means checking the box. And so make sure that it's like a woven fabric within your content strategy, informing every decision from topic selection to content format, distribution channels, timing of your content, so on and so forth. And the last thing that I want to talk about when it comes to social listening is, of course, the influencers and their roles in B2B space. They're typically, they act as a bridge between the audience and the brands. They're not just voices, but they're trusted voices that, audiences follow around. So they're, you know, leveraging that influencer insight can be very beneficial for you. It can add credibility to your content, amplify its reach, and engage with the audiences in a more authentic and personal way. To incorporate influencer marketing into this is by starting identifying influencers that resonate with your audience, using social media, social listening tools that I mentioned will allow you to identify these influencers, monitor conversations that are happening within the industry, and really identifying who is driving those conversations. Those are going to be your key points of contact, key influencers that will allow you to engage with their audiences. Engage with these influencers, share their content, when appropriate, even collaborate on a piece. These could be as simple as coding their insights or even maybe you can be a co-host on a webinar. Options are diverse and unlimited. So you got the insights, you got the audience, you got the influencers. The next step would be to connect the dots and create content. And you got to make sure at this point that, you know, you don't fall back into the box. Creating content that resonates means you speak for your customers, not to them. Speaking for the customers mean you understood the problems, you understood the pain points, and you're not shying away from talking about it, even if it's something negative about your business. Use those as an opportunity. Use them to address their concerns, answer their questions, and enrich their professional lives for better. And therefore, they're going to trust you and they're going to come back to engage with your business more often than before. In the content generation, then comes the power of storytelling. Telling the right story from the insights that you gather through social listening. Narratives that resonate with your audience can be found through, telling stories about their challenges, solutions found, and success achieved. And you can see that I'm talking about storytelling because if you're going back into static conversations, you're not really spending time to utilize the insights that you got from social listening. And that is all, folks. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. During the conversation, I get serious and it's a serious conversation. I really love talking about digital marketing, but specifically B2B, there's just a lot of opportunities there. And I don't think that enough marketers are paying attention or talking about B2B space. So my passion is to solve problems, solve puzzles, and make sure that we are talking about those services, the products, and also how to improve into B2B space. With that being said, be sure to share this episode with your network if you found it beneficial. It will certainly help me to reach out to more audiences and be able to hopefully help more businesses, marketers, individuals that are enthusiastic about marketing with my information. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe this episode. It will help definitely tremendously help me, and also it will allow me to be found more often and hopefully again be able to reach more audiences. And lastly, what I want to also talk about is if you are interested in learning more about personal branding. We talked about authenticity a lot in this episode. If you are interested to see how you can position yourself on LinkedIn, on social media, overall in digital marketing space or digital space, check out my book. I just released it. It's called Developing Online Presence for Business Professionals. It's on Amazon. This is a guide, a compass to take you from, being part of the conversation to that next level, leading the conversation. You might be thinking about, blogging a lot. You might be even thinking about podcasting. It's really, the hope is to allow you to find your uniqueness and what you want to talk about. Also, how to position yourself. There's Q&As within that book. There's also end of the chapter questions will allow you to start thinking deeply about some very simple things that you might have not thought before, but it allows you to position yourself differently within your industry and also be able to tell unique stories. Because I truly believe that everyone is unique in their own way, based on their experiences, based on their skills, their past. They bring unique stories to the table. And it is important for us to work together to make sure that everybody's highlighting their uniqueness and how they're changing the world or having the power to change the world for better. Thank you again. And I appreciate you. It's been an absolute pleasure sharing this time with you for Beyond the Clicks. Remember, the journey of understanding and engaging your audience begins with a single step. And that single step is by active listening. Until the next time, my dear friends, keep listening, keep engaging, and keep navigating the digital marketing with curiosity and confidence. And until next time, have a great one.